From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Welcome inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on the Monster Cast, Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, in front of the Lead Slingers microphone on Easter Sunday. And it is a strange Easter Sunday. It is for my family. I'm sure it is for your family as we sat together today. And, you know, I got to thinking about this. My wife and I were talking about it with the kids. I can't recall missing an Easter Sunday Mass ever. And here I was watching Easter Sunday Mass on a computer screen, which we had projected through the magic of technology onto our big screen TV. And I got to thinking, as much as I revile some of this technology, that I was so glad that we had it and we were able to do that. So happy Easter to you and your family. I hope you are staying safe and remaining safe, not just from the virus that's out amongst us, the pandemic. I hope we're all doing okay there, obviously. But also, if you live in the southeast United States, there is an outbreak of very severe weather today. So let me just stay in the and just to be transparent, we taped this program about 3 hours prior to its airing time, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern time, 5 to 8 Pacific time. Because of that threat of severe weather, we didn't want to risk a catastrophic loss of power or internet that might have brought the show down. So we want to make sure that we can fill your prescription for freedom for 3 solid hours. Now, I'm going to go straight to my first guest, Alan Gottlieb. Alan, welcome inside the program, my friend. How are you today?
I'm great, Mark, and thanks for having me on today. And I appreciate that you streamed Mass for the family. We did that as well in my household here. We watched the St. Louis Cathedral in New Orleans Mass, which is just an excellent Mass.
Isn't that great? And you know, Alan, let me talk. We said before we began the hour now, when as we were talking prior to this to the program, have you ever seen can you remember a stranger Easter? It's very strange.
Well, my wife and I were talking, I mean, not just Easter today, but the last few weeks as well. I can't remember a time when churches were closed.
I can't either. I thought long and hard about that, and I didn't. And you know, Alan, here's what's interesting, the magic of being able to tape the show, which we generally never do. But in an instance like today with the weather and so forth, we wanted to get that out of the way. I taped the second hour first with Neil McCabe. And
you know what I like about that?
What's that?
You get into second first.
That's exactly right. Well, here's something really, really fun. And so I'm going to go ahead and start with this. At the end of the next hour on the program, you're going to hear Neil McCabe talk very highly of you. And part of that conversation, I was choking back laughter because the vision that Neil gave me, and he's brilliant on air. His analysis in that final segment is wonderful. I was bummed that we had to stop it because of the clock, for gosh sakes. But he mentions that you are like this angel that's hovering above us, taking care of us and protecting us and our Second Amendment rights. And I don't know what got into me, Alan, but I got this vision. And when he was done, right before we ended the program, I stopped him and I said, we have to take a break now. We're getting ready to end this hour. But thank you for giving me the vision of Alan Gottlieb floating above us on Easter Sunday, his bow tie acting as his wings, as he protects all of us. And I could not help him. So I hope you tune into the second hour, Alan, not just you, but listeners. It is outstanding and you will really, really enjoy the commentary. Gosh. So we're in a unique place here, Alan. The weather in the southeast is supposed to be really bad at the time the show airs live. And as a result, we didn't want to take the chance and lose any system. So here we are. Boy, I mean, where do we start? You know, the triage for research has been just incredible, Alan. It changes every single day, doesn't it? Hour by hour, safe to say. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, when it comes to Second Amendment rights, this has been another very, very busy week around the United States. Virus or no virus.
Yeah.
I mean, Second Amendment activists have been very, very active, and I'm glad to see that a lot of them have been very active using social distancing by staying on the internet. People getting engaged on our side has just been excellent this week.
And I know I've tried to leave your phone alone, and there have been some times that I haven't been able to do that, and I know how busy you've been. And again, I want to thank you on behalf of my listeners, because I can tell you with certainty that Alan is working double, triple, quadruple time, and it's getting worse every day. And the hours are stretching into the night and sometimes the wee hours of the morning defending us. And that's why that vision of, while it was funny, is really, really true. That was the irony of that was not lost on me. Alan, let's start here before we go to some of these court cases. And there's a couple new ones out there that we want to get into the weeds with you on. I got to start here. I think this is a good place to open and then segue that will carry us into the remainder of the hour. As you know, Governor Northam in Virginia, which was the, no question about it, the single biggest story of my time as an activist and a radio host over the last decade and a half, no doubt was Virginia. That has been pushed right over off the cliff with what we're having to deal with now with the pandemic and these states from local mayors and even homeowners associations, for gosh sakes, all the way up to governors that are seemingly intentionally using this as an excuse to come after our rights. But here's what happened. We want to let listeners know that Northam signed 5 gun control bills on Friday, and he's seeking to amend 2 others, and he also didn't get the biggest of what he wants through and is vowing to do that in the next legislative session. So let me start with this. The Brady campaign tweeted out that that was huge news, and I responded to that tweet saying, no, that wasn't huge news. The huge news is the fact that Americans by the millions are rejecting that gun control in record numbers to the tune of over 3 million guns purchased just in March alone. That's a pure rejection of that agenda. That's the huge news. So take us away and let's start with Virginia and then kind of move into some of the cases.
Well, obviously, you know, the anti-gun groups in the country, the gun prohibition lobby, is trying to put the best spin on things they can. And while those 5 bills he signed, you know, were a defeat for gun rights in Virginia, the truth of the matter is the big stuff that he really wanted to get through, you know, his gun bans didn't quite make it. And he will be going back, but we beat those back. So, you know, it isn't as big a news as they like to make it out to be. I also think while Virginia was maybe the biggest, you know, gun type news, gun rights news, gun control news of the year up until recently, it surely wasn't marked in the last decade or so. I mean, it was one state. It wasn't the whole country. It wasn't as big as some of the fights we've had nationwide before, but it sure gave the other side a lot of momentum earlier in the year, which, of course, as you just said, they basically lost that momentum with all the guns that have been purchased just in the last month alone, mostly by new gun owners, first-time gun owners, people that, in fact, voted for many anti-gun Democrats in the past that now found out when they went to the gun store to buy the gun due to some of the severe background checks, backlogs, waiting periods, gun store closures where they couldn't then go back and pick up their guns, that when they've been told that it's as easy to buy a gun as a loaf of bread in this country, they now know that's not true. And a lot of them are now resenting the lies the anti-gunners have given them over the past.
And boy, they are lies. And let's go there briefly, because this is extremely significant going forward. I don't have a crystal ball. I can make some predictions. Here's a prediction I'll make about Virginia, because it has been put seemingly, not to those of you that are listening in Virginia, of course, and America is going to get back to normal. And when it does, we're going to be focusing on what's happening with you in your state, as we always are. Our eye is never off of that ball, right, Alan? We're still paying attention to that.
We sure are.
Okay. There's just other things happening right now. So I don't want you in Virginia to feel like you're being left out. You absolutely are not being left out. But here's what I'm going to make a prediction, and it might be a bold one. You know, Virginia already had one gun a month previously, Alan, and the Republicans overturned that. Now the Democrats come in and put it back into place. I'm not so sure that in Virginia the Democrats are going to hold power for much longer, maybe not even through the next elective cycle. So could this, I'll just ask it in this question, could what we're seeing or what we saw happen in Virginia be short-lived in the long run? Let me phrase it that way.
Well, I'm going to say yes on 2 reasons. One, the other side thought it was going to have big roots and grow nationwide. It didn't. And the second thing is that it may not be the next election cycle, but you know, 2 or 3 down the road at most, I think it's going to flip over. And if the Republicans get control back again, those gun control bills are going to go bye-bye.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. I really do. And I know that that's not any comfort for you in Virginia as the left goes nuts and does their victory lap, and we have to read the tweets from the Brady campaign. But just keep in mind the, I would say, irrelevancy of a group like the Brady Campaign and Everytown right now and Moms Demand, as more Americans clamor and many on their side of the fence begin to clamor for more guns and not gun control, and they realize they've been sold a bill of goods. I'm going to go into that in great detail in the third hour of tonight's program, and I think you'll really enjoy the commentary. In fact, I know you will. And if I have some time, I want to go into some of that with Alan as well. There's a great article out about that, and I'll take you to that in just a little bit. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast will continue with segment two with Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, right after this. Don't go away. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting. First-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast here on the Crossbreed in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. On the Lead Slingers microphone, one quick note of business. We are not streaming live, obviously, on the internet today for reasons that I described earlier. It just wouldn't have been a smart idea, and we didn't want to take a chance. So you cannot watch the show on FacebookLive.com, but you can watch Armed American Radio Monday through Friday live on the internet stream on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Let's go right back to the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, who is hovering above my house. I know he is right now, protecting the Second Amendment where I am. Alan, court cases right now. Let's first talk about Massachusetts, because it's kind of interesting. You got Baker up there who is a Republican. What's he doing?
Well, you know, initially he declared that gun stores were in fact essential businesses and allowed them to stay open after his closure laws. And then he retreated and reversed himself, I think, by pressure from, you know, the anti-gun lobby, quite honestly. And so we had to file suit in Massachusetts against the governor, and shows that we're nonpartisan, so to speak, because when a Republican governor screws up, we sue him too.
And we should have. This isn't a partisan issue. So can we get into the weeds on Massachusetts and talk some specifics about what implications did what the governor did? What were the ramifications for residents right now? What's happening?
Well, what happened in Massachusetts, gun stores are closed. It means that one, if you already ordered a gun and you went through the background check and had to go pick it up, your gun is basically, you know, being held hostage and you can't get it. Likewise, if you, in Massachusetts, if you want to go get a new license or whatever it might be to be able to purchase a firearm, you're not going to be able to go to a gun store and pick up and pick out the gun you want. So your Second Amendment rights have been suspended, so to speak, and I don't think the Bill of Rights should be suspended in times of national emergency. So we filed the suit. I don't want to get too much into the weeds on it, because the Massachusetts touches a lot of things. The Massachusetts gun law is a little different than most other states,
right?
A little more complicated than most other states. We had to craft this suit just a little differently than we do most of the other ones. And in fact, we're also been responding not just to the new suits we filed this week, like Massachusetts and New Mexico, which I assume we'll talk about in a minute, but all the suits we filed in the previous week, you know, there's lots of motions. The suits aren't dead, like in New Jersey, where we sued, the governor reversed himself and now said gun stores can stay open, and opened up the state patrol to do background checks, so that people can get firearms. And we were able to force the police departments now to take fingerprints of people so they could get their permits or get their, you know, be able to purchase a firearm. But there's lots of motions you got to file and make the other side respond to it. Because while he opened the gun stores, you know, it could be a temporary basis. He might decide tomorrow to close them. So we need to get into court and get court rulings to make these, you know, injunctions that we want sort of like, you know, permanent, so that they can't go back on their word like the governor of Massachusetts just did. And so we've got a lot of court dates, motions, things coming up in the next couple of weeks for all these cases. Aside from the fact, like in Delaware, where we were ready to file a suit and the governor backed down and we didn't file the suit because he backed down, it's ready to file in case he changes his mind. We've got situations, you know, where in Illinois where gun stores are open, but we have an anti-gun governor that could change his mind at any time. We have a suit ready to go in Washington State, but can't file it because while the governor closed gun stores down, he took no action to make it happen. So they're still operating in defiance. And so since people can buy guns, we can't go to court and say they can't. But that could change any second. So that suit's there. Our suit we filed in North Carolina is active while, in fact, you know, gun stores have now been opened and concealed carry permits have started to be reissued to people in certain counties. The problem is that the situation isn't totally rectified, and so we need to complete the court actions there. We have two cases in California, I call it Southern Cal and Northern Cal, that involve multiple jurisdictions, and we've had to go in and add more jurisdictions and met with amended complaints this past week, and filed another motion so we can get before the courts next week and get some preliminary rulings. So just because we file a case and the state may back down a little bit, it doesn't mean the case is over.
Oh, man, there's the hour there. First off, I'm going to scratch off one of my questions, which was, has there been any change in states like Washington where, you know, gun stores are, in fact, defying that order, which is keeping the suit from being filed? Because there has, and the reason that's delaying that is because there's been no action by the governor at that point to close them, right?
Correct. In Washington State, we have a couple other unique little problems that we're running into that are trying to get resolved administratively before we have to go to court. In Washington State, gun stores have to get relicensed every year.
Wow.
As a state license. And as part of the relicense every year, all your employees that handle guns in the store have to be fingerprinted. Except that nobody in Washington State, no law enforcement agencies will fingerprint the gun stores for their applications right now. So, you know, a significant number of gun stores, even big box stores like, you know, like Sportsman's Warehouse, who have renewals coming up, can't file for their renewals. So we need the state to either extend licenses temporarily until the virus threat's gone, or do something so these stores can stay in business. So there's some ancillary problems as well that aren't even addressed in our first briefs for the first suit that we wanted to file. So everything's fluid in all these states, not just Washington, but many other states. And so we're trying to stay extremely vigilant here. And there's, you know, five key major states we're looking at, and another dozen or so that are a little fluid that could go back and forth at any moment. We have our hands full right now.
Oh, wow, boy, you sure do. And I've got questions based on that, too. So let me start with this. I'm looking at and by the way, listener, this is incredibly important. If you want to stay up on what we're talking about right now, it's really easy to do. You can go to saf.org and you can join us with whatever you can afford, whatever you can afford. We know times are tough in the economy right now. If you can't, you can still get on the mail list and get these news releases as they come out. You can actually have them in front of you and follow along with Alan and I as we talk about these things over the airwaves. So this keeps you up on what's happening out there. Everything is available to you that we talk about at saf.org, and then some, because we expand on it here on the program, like I'm going to do right now. Alan, we've got about a minute and a half left in this segment, so I'll ask the question quickly, and then maybe if we have to, we'll unfortunately have to cut you off and go back into it in segment three, which is coming up on us quick already. But these things don't just happen. How do you know? How does Alan Gottlieb find out about what's happening? Because it's not just you, as you've pointed out many, many, many times. And I want to give a lot of street cred to the tons of people that are working behind the scenes here. Because it says partners in this action in Massachusetts, I'm referring to now, included the FPC, Firearms Policy Coalition, Commonwealth Second Amendment, Inc., COM2A, the Massachusetts Gun Owners Action League, that's GOL, plus retailers and private citizens. Now, the case that we're talking about in Mass, listener, is known as McCarthy v. Baker. That's the governor. Attorneys in the case are Stephen Foley, Jason Guida of Saugus, and David Jensen of Beacon, New York. Alan, you got 40 seconds real quick. Do these people just call you out of thin air and say, we need help?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes somebody just calls and says there's a problem. You know, our problem is then we have to go find counsel that's open, that has to do something quickly. We have to find plaintiffs and get people signed up. We have to research the law. There's an awful lot that goes into it before a suit can be filed. We have many states, like places in Michigan and Minnesota right now, that are banging on our doors wanting us to sue. But until I can find plaintiffs and find, you know, attorneys to do it, I can't just jump in on it. We want to make sure these cases are filed correctly.
And now I'm going to leave it right that we'll put that's the exclamation point for Mr. Gottlieb. When we come back, we will continue the discussion. He's got your back. We need your help. SAF.org. Back with Alan Gottlieb right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios. With me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast back at you in the Crossbreed Holster Studios outside the ATL, where the weather is roaring today. It's crazy out. It's been a very strange Easter, but let me take this opportunity again to wish you a happy Easter. I hope you're staying safe, both if you're battling weather conditions in the southeast, down from Texas all the way up into the Carolinas, where our thoughts are with you, because we're there with you right now, too, believe me. And I hope you're staying safe out there and doing, or as we all do, our part to get rid of this goofy thing that's attacking America that we can't see, and we want to get life back together and get it back to normal as fast as possible. I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, welcome back in, my friend.
Good to be back.
Always a pleasure to have you here. So we left off with, you know, sometimes, I mean, it can be as simple as you getting a phone call, right? Now, obviously, SAF works very closely with the best grassroots organizations around the country. So obviously, because those leaders are in touch with Second Amendment Foundation, that plays a big role in how we find out about this stuff quickly, because this stuff's happening at lightning speed. I've never seen it like this.
Yeah, I haven't either in all my years of doing this. We have filed more suits in the last 2 weeks than we've ever filed in any calendar year. So it's really been amazing. But people also can, you know, contact us via the website,
right,
at saf.org through emails, which sometimes is better for us because that way we get all their contact information written down, exactly what the problem is, and we're able to get back to people in forward those on to attorneys as well. Sometimes the attorneys are getting back to them on our behalf quicker. So it helps out a lot to just go to SAF.org. When there's something happening in your area that is attacking your gun rights, let us know about it immediately so we can jump on it. A lot of times with this stuff, time is really of the essence.
Well, it is of the essence, and we've got governors now that are maybe extending our time. For example, Kemp is a good example in the state of Georgia where I am. He extended the emergency order out to May 13th. I have a feeling it's going to go out after that if, you know, everybody says we're going to peak. I don't know how they know we're going to peak. How do they know that? If we don't, we're going to see these orders extended across the country, and we're probably going to see more action. Let me quickly quote, before I ask you about New Mexico, let me quote Brent Carlton with Com2A. He just was right spot on with this, and I think his quote embodies all of these suits. When he said, while it was pointed at Baker, by the way, it really speaks for everything. He said, and I quote, "It's sad that rather than devoting their full attention to addressing this serious public health emergency, the Baker administration is treating this crisis as an opportunity to set the precedent for suspending constitutional rights that they oppose. The Baker administration can no more block exercise of the Second Amendment by preventing Massachusetts residents from purchasing firearms than the Trump administration can limit the First Amendment by closing the New York Times or CNN. That's a really powerful statement from Brent, and I think I'm looking forward to bring him on the program to talk about it. You want to talk about that quickly before I go to New Mexico?
Well, yeah, I just want to say that it's interesting because I've dealt a lot with the media this past week, obviously doing scores and scores of TV and radio interviews, mostly over the suits we filed. And I think the media, a lot of people in the media get and understand the fact that this attack closing down Second Amendment rights, is germane to the first, protecting their First Amendment rights. And an awful lot of people in the media seem to be sympathetic all of a sudden. I hope it sticks.
Sympathetic. I mean, are you really sensing that? Are you hearing anything? Or is it just based, because you do a ton of media. I do a lot of media, too, but I haven't done near as much as you've done over the last week and a half. But are you getting that sense from the questions that they're asking you?
Not just only from the questions, but sometimes from the comments. Usually the comments are off record, so to speak,
right,
and not on air. But an awful lot of them are realizing that, they could shut us down just the same way they're shutting gun stores down, and then we couldn't report on what's going on. And so, if a precedent gets set against the Second Amendment, it also could be being set against the First Amendment.
Boy, I'll tell you what a sea change that would be, because I know you're in agreement with me on this. We've discussed it past. I'll ask you again for listeners who might not have heard your previous two appearances on Armed American Radio's national broadcast last week and the week before. But I'm of the opinion, and I think you agree, correct me if I'm wrong, that the Second Amendment is going to emerge from all of this weirdness stronger than it's ever been before. Clearly, that's why the other side is on their heels. They're sensing that as well, too, right?
Most definitely. And it's not just anecdotal evidence. When you see record numbers of gun sales and those people being interviewed are first-time gun buyers, many of which were Democrats voting for anti-gun candidates, that's got to be very scary to our opponents. And not only that, but, the whole issue being talked about is protecting gun rights, not attacking gun rights right now. And the other side's been very timid on publicly in attacking our gun rights because they know it's not very popular at this minute. So they've tried to be behind the scenes and putting out legal memorandums to governors and mayors on why it's legal to close down gun stores, even though, it's not legal to, quote unquote, close them down from some of their lobbying against our gun rights. It's very interesting to see the other side all of a sudden on defense. And we should seize this opportunity and run with the football all the way down the field.
Well, I'll tell you, it happened overnight. I've just never seen anything like this. I never have. All right. Let's move quickly to New Mexico. Rights group sue New Mexico Gov challenging emergency order. Again, listener, you can follow this at saf.org. Please go there, visit, get on the mail list, and help out just by being knowledgeable. If you can help out with a few dollars, that's even better. None of these suits are free. Second Amendment Foundation, NRA, and Firearms Policy Coalition today filed a federal suit against New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham, challenging her order mandating the closure of lawful retail firearms businesses during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. And not only was it SAF, NRA, and FPC, but also the New Mexico Shooting Sports Association, two businesses, and three private citizens. So, Alan, these cases have not just support of SAF, but now we're talking National Rifle Association, who's been not all there as of the last year, but we're seeing them emerge in some of these cases, too, that you're behind.
Yeah, well, some of them, like the Washington State one, the NRA is also a partner with us in that one. But basically, the NRA's realized that they can't fight this battle by themselves, and they're working with us very closely. They're not partners in all of our cases, but whenever they can seem to join in right now, they're more than happy to join in with us and using a lot of our attorneys and expertise to make all this happen as well. So in New Mexico, they are, they're also, by the way, in Northern and Southern California, they're plaintiffs along with us there as well. They're not in our Massachusetts case, and they're not in one we're going to be filing hopefully on Monday. But whenever we can, we try to work with everybody and be totally inclusive. And it's really good for the grassroots groups in here in New Mexico and in Massachusetts and the other states as well, because it gets them more involved and they get educated. They learn more on how to do these things. So, if we're not around to do it, maybe in the future they can even do it on their own because they've learned and they've made connections. They've got new attorneys they're working with. They've got new plaintiffs. This New Mexico case is one that's frustrating for me because I wanted to get it filed a week earlier. This one took a long time to come together, and maybe because we have so many partners involved in it, it's a little harder to pull it together. We also have, they should get some credit, the Mountain States Legal Foundation. Some of their legal counsel is also representing all of us in this case in New Mexico, so they should get credit as well. They're not a gun group in, per se, but they're a constitutional rights group. And so that their attorneys are working with us as well.
Let me ask you something, Alan. This kind of just popped up in my head. How many times or does, I mean, not how many times, I can't ask you. I know how much you're dealing with now, and I know you can't probably come up with an answer. But have you personally ever witnessed something that's going on in a state and said, hey, we need to look at correcting this without getting input from someone else? Have you ever initiated this action yourself?
I'm not sure I understand your question. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, has a lawsuit in a,
all the time.
Well, I mean, has a lawsuit in this particular weirdness going on ever been immediately you're doing? Like New Mexico didn't come from information that you got, but you wanted to file and then brought everybody else into it.
Well, let me tell you how New Mexico came about. We got calls and emails from people in New Mexico that were either trying to buy guns and couldn't because the stores were shut down, or from gun store owners that, in fact, quote unquote, got shut down and weren't happy about it. And they started a dialogue with us for us to come in to get the attorneys. And then we reached out to NRA and Firearms Policy Coalition to say, let's all work on this together. We've got to get this done fast. But it's actually the people who should get the credit for initiating are local people on the ground who are directly affected by these, laws or closures.
As it should be. When we come back with Mr. Gottlieb, I'm going to ask him about what's pending. Can we get any indication from Alan and the Second Amendment Foundation of what might be coming up? Because this isn't all. This is the beginning. We'll be back with Mr. Gottlieb on Armed American Radio and the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers mic right after this. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on Easter Sunday here on the Lead Slingers microphone. Welcome in. I'm glad you're joining us on Easter Sunday. I hope you're having a safe day on all fronts, weather-wise, virus-wise, and your families are safe and sound and you're enjoying a wonderful Easter, even though we, most of us, couldn't do the Easter celebration the way we wanted to, but we appreciate you spending time with us here. I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb, of course, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, did you want to exclamation point anything on the cases we talked about, or are you ready for the next round of quick questions?
Give me the next round of quick questions. the lightning round. Go for it.
I really have one that I think is going to extend out. I actually have two, but the first one relative to upcoming cases, can you give us any indication? And I know it's hard. I know you can't talk about a lot of it, but maybe just a blanket statement. We do have more pending suits that we're looking at. It's not just been what we're talking about now, right?
Oh, most definitely. And not only, Mark, are we looking at more pending suits, but we're planning on filing one maybe as quickly as tomorrow morning. So next week is going to be not only responding to all the cases already got filed and motions and things that we have to do in the cases already filed, but there will be at least one new case filed next week, and I'm hopefully that there will be two. So we're not ignoring other places and other problems. So any of your listeners in states where they know they have some problems coming up, you will see action next week in some new states that we will be attacking as well.
All right. As this progresses, I've asked this question the last 2 weeks, and I think last week, if I remember correctly, you said you didn't think that there would be any real federal legislation that would come out of this. But as we continue to move forward, and as the Second Amendment Foundation continues to do God's work here, fighting for Americans across the country, really leading the pack. I mean, the SAF and you and the groups and everybody behind you, the teams of attorneys that you're working with and all the grassroots organizations, not AstroTurf, but real grassroots organizations unlike the other side. As everybody works together here and these cases become more pronounced and more of them, do you believe in any way, shape, or form that somebody in Washington is going to take note of this and say, you know what, this is BS. We got to stop this from happening again and maybe write a bill or two that might put a stop to this. God forbid it ever happen again.
I've been asked this question a lot by the media this week. And unfortunately, the answer is no, I don't think it's going to happen. Somebody may very well write a bill, very well introduce a bill. But Nancy Pelosi and the anti-gun Democrats in control of the House of Representatives are not going to let anything get out. So the bottom line is until, pro-gun forces take control back of the House of Representatives and stay in control of the Senate and the White House, nothing is going to go through. That's why elections have consequences, and November is so important to gun owners and gun rights.
If, in fact, the Republicans were to take back the House in November and we held the Senate and Trump wins re-election, could it happen at that point? Do you think legislation is, I guess what I'm asking is, are we ripe for some type of legislation to keep this from happening again, given the proper circumstances in D.C.? Let me phrase it that way.
Well, we need some changes in D.C. first. We need some election results that favor gun rights, and then it's definitely possible.
Okay.
It's also possible to happen on a statewide state basis. But, we have a divide in this country. So-called red states tend to be pro-gun and pass more pro-gun laws every year. And the so-called blue states become, that are anti-gun tend to pass more anti-gun ones, like happened in Virginia this past year. So we have a divide here, depending on where you live. Some areas of the country are more pro-gun rights today than they were a decade ago, and some of them aren't. Overall, we win more battles than we lose, and we extend gun rights more than they retract. But it's like a football. I always like to say it's like a football game where they change the rules. Doesn't matter how many touchdowns we score. If the other side scores one touchdown, we lose our rights.
Yeah, that's a fact. It's absolutely 100% true. It's cut and dry. If they win, we lose. And if we lose, that means we've lost something. And we have to go back and fight it. And sometimes it can take years. Quick thought that just popped into my head. You've done battle with the Brady campaign and the rest of the anti-gun groups who will jump in as opponents in suits that we work to restore rights. Are you seeing them jump in now trying to defend these governors and their unconstitutional actions? Are they filing or briefs or amici or anything?
None of them have filed any briefs or amici in any of these cases. Every town, their law department for every town group put out a legal memo, to mayors and governors and why it's legal for them to shut gun stores down. But that's all they've done. They've been very quiet about it publicly because they're on a losing end of a short stick right here. Over time, the Brady people have lost a lot of influence nationally. But unfortunately for us, the Bloomberg people and the Gabby Giffords group has picked up a whole lot because they have a lot more better funding than the Brady group does. And so we're fighting more dragons out there than in the past and some more dangerous ones than the Brady group.
How hard is it going to be for what we know? And I don't want to go back. I don't have time. I wish I did, for gosh sakes. But I will be talking about it in the third hour in great detail, a column that from a gun shop owner out in California who was just, he had some brilliant quotes about what the percentage of people he saw coming in. He said it was really upsetting him when a bunch of what he knew to be anti-gun people came in and all of a sudden were shocked that all the laws that they wanted in place stopped them from buying a gun. They were angry. He said he was being cussed out, and he reminded those people, he said, look, we didn't vote for these laws. Y'all did, okay? And he said he's getting Yelp reviews from people who were shocked that they couldn't buy guns because they saw on TV that buying a gun on the internet was easier than a ham sandwich. We've all heard that before. So really interesting. Does that tell you anything that they're not?
Well, it tells me that our base is growing, the other side's base is shrinking, and of course, Mark, we have four cases before the U.S. Supreme Court right now pending cert petitions. And this week, by the way, it sort of fell under the radar, but our case Rodriguez out of California, got scheduled for a Supreme Court conference review, which is really good news because that means they might accept the case. So I'm really kind of excited about getting one of those cases actually before them for a closed door hearing right now, which is just excellent.
It's one thing after another. Viewers today, but listeners, SAF.org. My gosh, I don't know. I can't say it enough. If you can afford it, $150 gives you a life membership. You can join us whether you're a member or not. We'd love to see you at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. More about that. and upcoming days. Who knows what's happening in these crazy times we live in? But at the very least, please get on the mailing list and read this information. The Second Amendment Foundation puts this out for you daily. I'm getting briefs every single day, and I'm on the board of the CCRKBA. So all of us get the same information as it's coming out rapid fire as the Second Amendment Foundation is working behind the scenes. SAF.org. Or I cannot overemphasize that enough. Now, Alan, switching gears with the next minute and a half we have, I found it kind of ironic that Dick's Sporting Goods is having to lay off 40,000 people. They got out of the gun business. If they had not gotten out of the gun business, they would have been essential, and those 40,000 people just still had jobs.
Well, in a lot of states, they would have been essential, and they could have stayed open. Anyway, can't feel sorry. I feel sorry for the employees, but right. I can't feel sorry for Dick's Sporting Goods, because they've decided not just to get out of the gun business, but the CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods actually works and donates and works very closely with the Bloomberg anti-gun people nationally. So they deserve it.
They do. I mean, again, there's a little bit of schadenfreude in this. I feel terrible for the people on the short end of this stick, to use the term, who are getting burned and lost their jobs because Ed Stack decided to be anti-gun. And now had he not, those stores would have still been open because they would have been deemed essential. Those people would have still had their jobs. As far as I'm concerned, the board ought to take a hard look and he ought to be gone. Well, we all know the routine. That's not going to happen. However, that's what should happen. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, thank you, sir. On behalf of all gun owners, I'm going to leave my listeners with a vision of you floating above us with that trademark bow tie as your wings. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, thank you, sir. Please visit us, listener, SAF.org. I cannot overemphasize how much we need your help. I'll see you in the next hour with Neil McCabe.
Just build your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.